My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Since my lead is Red Sox related this morning, I will mention that baseball coverage here on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So, Alex Cora essentially gave the fellas the last couple days off. At game days, told them they don't have to be there till 4. Courtney mentioned this earlier and said work-life balance. And so maybe it's working. Rather than be there early at the park and fielding some fungos, you can do what you want during the day, and then you show up for work at 4 o'clock, and they won a couple games. I'm going to take a little bit of credit here because Tristan Cassis was asked about this on the post game the other night and about how that led to a win. And about what he did with his time off as opposed to being at the ballpark early. And I think the answer that he gives should, in some way, shape, or form, give me a little credit for these last couple of Red Sox wins. Here's Tristan Cassis.
I think everybody kind of, including myself, woke up sore after yesterday. You know, doubleheaders are always taxing. But, no, it was awesome just to be able to get a little bit out of the routine. I mean, we all love taking ground balls and hitting batting practice and stuff like that. But showing up at 4 o'clock, you know, going to a nice lunch. You know, I had a nice seafood tower. I went to go eat some oysters, a shrimp cocktail, a blue crab salad, and, you know, a couple tins of fish. And, you know, came up to the park and, you know, was ready to roll.
Okay. Huh? It is always the seafood tower. I believe I have been advocating for that appetizer for probably as long as we've had the show.
Yeah.
Here, 5 years, over 5 years at WEEI. So when in doubt, when you need a little something to get you going, I don't care if it's work-related or you're having relationship issues, it can be fixed with a seafood tower.
I love it.
You can get the cold version if you want, or you can go to Davio's and get, I prefer the warm seafood tower, which has the clams casino, the oysters Rockefeller, the lobster that you can dip in the warm cream sauce, all of that stuff. But
I love seafood.
Honestly, people like Wiggy who don't like seafood are weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can avoid eating lobster.
Because growing up in East Boston, there were a lot of fish markets, and I could never stand the smell of it. So once you get the smell of it...
Hold your nose when you eat it.
No.
But if it's good seafood, it really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
No, but I'm talking about the...
Can you say that drop, please? But go ahead. What?
I'm talking about the factories. And
it's true.
Yeah. No. Good. You got to go buy some of the fish market.
No, Courtney, I know.
Only
but
two things. Never mind. I was going to say only two things. Yeah. I can't even say
don't.
It. Even I can't say
it.
Go ahead. What?
No, I was just saying when. Courtney's never been around a lot of fish markets, so.
No, I have, but if I'm saying, like, I think that you should give it a chance, at least trying, because I think you'd like the taste.
I can't get past the smell of it.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Shime, I can't allow you to keep doing that to her, but yes, Courtney, you are correct. That's a shirt.
Yeah. It shouldn't.
I can't do it.
It really shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It is an indicator that something is not right.
Yeah.
Anyway, what? What's going on here? I can't.
Courtney and the fishy smell.
No, I'm giving you a warning. If you're at a restaurant and you order some type of fish or seafood and it has a fishy smell, you shouldn't eat it.
Right.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
I'm good.
Okay.
You, Shime, Greg, my wife, you guys can enjoy it.
Yeah, I just, you're missing out.
That's my mother traumatized me when I was like 11 years old, and she stuffed fish sticks down my throat because eat them.
That's what happened.
Well, that's part of it, too.
Your late mom's.
Yeah.
She made you eat fish sticks, and then you didn't like fish ever again.
No, that's, and she stuffed them down. That and string beans.
That is unfortunate. All right. Well, those are today's leads. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Greg, unfortunately, nobody talked about fishy odors yesterday, but we did hear from Tom Brady. He talked about what his favorite or the greatest game he has ever played in was. Here was Tom Brady.
I'd say the greatest game I was ever a part of was the one where we beat Atlanta. And, sometimes, even the next day, I remember I turn the tape on, because, you know, as a player, you don't see so much of what's going on. You just kind of see it from your little narrow perspective. And I remember going back, and the times that I've watched that game ever since, I go, holy I still can't believe we won that game.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's the greatest Super Bowl ever. I mean, is there an argument?
Nah, being down 28-3 and coming back from that, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, it's definitely the greatest comeback ever, but I would argue that that comeback in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Having to come back from that deficit, 28-3, and the way they won it, the Edelman catch, the whole entire thing, that's the greatest Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, it was a good one.
As far as I am concerned.
I pulled a hamstring in that game.
What?
I pulled a hamstring watching
it. Watching it? Were you there? I was there.
No, I wasn't there. I was just watching watching it on TV.
How did pull it?
Well, he probably pulled it getting up from the jumping up from the couch or
something. Yeah, I was doing stuff at the time. I was doing stuff with Nesson. We used to do stuff, and I was like in the studio watching the game. And at the comeback, I just jumped up and I pulled something.
Jeez.
I did not leave early. Brees and I went to that game, and we stayed for the whole entire thing.
That's impressive,
which is unusual for
me.
Yeah,
Mocky left a little early.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. Mark Wahlberg left early. All right, what's next?
Well, a man that we will hear from in just over an hour from now, Jerod Mayo, spoke yesterday afternoon. He was asked multiple times about the starting quarterback situation and if the players knew and all those things. This is what Jerod Mayo had to say.
Look, they've gone through the process as well. They've gone through the spring with these players. They've gone through training camp with these players. I'm sure they all have an opinion on who they think should be the starting quarterback, but I don't think I have to explain it to anyone else. It's my decision, and look, if it doesn't work, blame me. Blame me.
Coach, what can you tell us about?
I would say one thing. I think it's important to remember, like, what's good for the team today may not be good for the team weeks down the line. And so I think the challenge is you want to win every single game now, but also we're trying to build something special here in New England. So that to me was, that was a challenge.
So it's good for the team to start the guy, I'm assuming, to start the guy who he said on this show this week had been outperformed by the other guy, by Drake May. Just to be clear.
Correct.
And why does he need to go? I guess I can ask him this when he's on the show Tuesday. But why does he need to go so far out of his way to make it clear that it's his decision suddenly, when all we've heard from him is collaboration?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because people are discussing, perhaps on this show or others, that Elliot Wolf is the one making the decision, or Robert Kraft is the one making the decision, or Alex Van Pelt is the one. Like, what? Why does he need feel the need to stand up there yesterday and not tell you who it is, but tell you that I'm the one making the decision?
Because I think when he put the head coach of the offense, when he made that statement, that muddied the water for people, and he's now taking back and saying,
I'm in charge here.
When it comes to football,
he's like the guy Alexander Haig when Reagan was shot, and he's standing up there and saying, I'm in charge of the White House and the country.
And with the on-the-field football decisions, depth chart starters, I think what he's saying is, this is my decision. Elliot Wolf's decision is when it comes to personnel moves, because he told us that before, but when it comes to how the depth charts are going to look and who the starters are going to be, I get input from the coaches, but at the end of the day, I'm the one who's in charge to make that decision.
Okay, well, we will take Gerard Mayo live at 8:30 this morning on this show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What else, Shime?
Well, Courtney had mentioned it actually in trending. It seems as though Ja'Marr Chase and Brandon Ayuk were expected to be at practice. One of them showed up and didn't do any, actually showed up late and didn't do anything. And the other one didn't show up at all. We can actually hear from Zach Taylor walking back some of his comments about how Ja'Marr Chase would be at practice.
Did something change between yesterday when you said that you expected Ja'Marr to practice and today him not showing up?
I said that yesterday? I think every day is a new day. We'll keep working through it. Not going to make predictions on what tomorrow brings. At the end of the day, Jamar's a great dude. That means a lot to this team. And we'll just continue to take it day to day.
Just me or more holdouts or hold-ins than ever before in an NFL preseason?
And they're all one position?
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that, or does it just seem like every guy is they sign these deals and then they don't want to honor the deal?
This has been happening forever.
Not this many, though, really? Shime, help me out on that. Courtney?
They allow you to hold in now, it's happening more. Because when you hold out, you have to pay all those fines. But now that players are actually able to hold in and be there and not have to pay the fines, but still fight for the contract they want, I think you're seeing it happen more often.
And he should. I mean, where would you put Ja'Marr Chase as far as, you know, top five?
I don't know, he's like fourth.
Yeah, he's right around five.
Four or five.
Is he better than CeeDee Lamb?
No.
Ooh, okay.
I mean,
it's pretty good. Pretty good. So I would say he's probably looking for CeeDee Lamb type of money. Why would you play when you see two guys getting CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson, and there's been other guys, DJ Moore, St. Brown. Why would you play when you're in that world, you're in that area code of that type of status, And you see this.
I mean, I got Tyreek Hill ahead of him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where do you put Brandon Ayuk?
Ayuk would be like down closer to like 10.
Okay. Yeah.
So Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, and Ja'Marr Chase, and Davante Adams.
That's probably fair. Steph Diggs, I'd
take Ja'Marr Chase over Steph Diggs. So he's looking at that money. My point is when he sees that money out there, he's just saying, wait a second, why would I go out there and risk something when I know I'm close to that world and this is the type of money that's available? Cincinnati don't want to pay him.
You want a hot take? Yeah. Ja'Marr Chase will not be a Cincinnati Bengal at the end of the season.
Oh.
I think one of the cheapest organizations in known mankind history is not going to pay both Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I just don't see it happening.
And T. Higgins.
And T. Higgins, yeah, sure.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Thank you, Shine.
You're welcome, Greg.
At 7:30, we'll talk with New England Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai. And at 8:30, Jerod Mayo will theoretically tell you who his starting quarterback will be for week one. And we will have that live for you here on this show this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Like Greg said, hopefully we will hear from Jerod Mayo and his announcement when it comes to quarterbacks. But just 24 hours after being released by the Pats, according to Ian Rappaport, Bailey Zappe has a deal in place to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad. So Bailey Zappe landing on his feet. Very happy to see that.
What a crew of quarterbacks they have over there. Patrick Mahomes, Carson Wentz, and now Bailey Zappe.
Love it.
Good for him, though.
Yes. Great for him.
Yeah, you got to keep plugging away.
Yep.
Are you going to get the jersey?
No. I mean, I won't go that far.
What did you do with your Zappe jersey that you were wearing around here for quite some time?
I still have it.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Memories.
Memories.
Yeah. Or in your case, on Instagram, memories.
If Stacy is listening right now, forget what Greg just said, but I will take a May jersey.
Oh, you'd like a May jersey.
I would like a May jersey, okay. Yeah.
All right.
The Pats got four players on waivers yesterday. They got linebacker Curtis Jacobs, offensive tackle DeMondre Jacobs, and Zachary Thomas, and defensive tackle Eric Johnson. The Brandon Ayuk saga continues after Kyle Shanahan told media that he hoped Ayuk would be at practice as he's been cleared by doctors. But practice took place without an Ayuk sighting, so that continues. Caitlin Clark has broken another rookie record, this time the rookie three-point record in the Fever's win 84-80 over the Sun. She hit her 86th three to break that record.
Oh, great point from a texter on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. The texter blames Netflix for the wide receiver holdouts.
Wow.
Why Netflix?
Because receiver.
Because of receiver.
Oh, because of that.
Have you watched any of Receiver, Shime, or you haven't watched any?
So I watched some of it, but didn't all those guys get paid?
Like Kittle was the main.
Amon-Ra got paid without holding out.
Yeah.
Devontae had gotten his new contract a while ago. JJ got his new contract without holding out.
The new Netflix series announced yesterday looks pretty good. I don't know if you saw that or not. Starting Five.
Oh, yeah, I've seen.
So Jason Tatum is a part of it. I think LeBron is a part of it.
Yeah. Is Katie a part of it?
I think Kevin Durant is a part of it. And they're going to follow those five guys all season long.
Do you think that's the next kind of form of media that explodes? Is that behind the scenes following players around kind
Probably.
Of thing?
It already has.
Yeah, it kind of already has.
Yeah.
You have to give credit, I think, to Hard Knocks, really, because they started the whole thing. And then also, I know we're a little bit behind, but Bill Belichick keeps taking jobs. Did you see the announcement yesterday about the Manning cast? He's going to be a part of the Manning cast.
All right.
And then he and Peyton are going to do a 30-minute Friday special on in advance of every Monday Night Football game.
He is raking in the dough. I mean, that guy this year alone, because he's still making money from the Patriots.
Yeah.
So add in all these other jobs.
Yeah.
He is never.
Well, I got to tell you something. Dating a 24-year-old is not cheap. Yeah. So, I mean, the man needs all the money he can get.
That or he's trying to get away from her.
How do you, I mean, he probably needs another Porsche or whatever.
But I think Curtis is always on this. What it's doing is changing his image for next season when he goes to coach.
If he does, though.
Well, why take so many TV jobs?
Maybe he likes it. Like, maybe he and he's making millions and millions and millions of dollars doing it. Why would he ever go back to the grind of being a head coach at this point?
Well, the reason why I say TV jobs, right? How many guys in the world of TV that have TV jobs? Like, we know Boomer and other guys do so many. You could do one and get paid a ton for it. Bill has that type of cachet. But when you start to do a bunch of the more like podcasts where you don't have to leave your house, this is more about building the, hey, I can change and relate to these young guys.
Yeah.
Look at how many different platforms I'm on. So now when he does go back to coach, the owner says, hey, Bill, you know, it looks like you've kind of changed your thought process a little bit.
All right, well, the Blue Jays, they fell to the Red Sox last night. Red Sox shut them out 3-0. They've got the last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Shine with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 64 degrees out and mostly cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today, only 72.
All right, quick reminder again, Jerod Mayo will speak to the media at 8:30. We will have that live for you. Or as a texter suggests, 978 texter suggests we call it, they didn't say it. So they didn't say it with Jerod Mayo coming up at 8:30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.